ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता तीसरी अध्याय 33 श्लोक। सदृशं तति स्वस्य प्रकृतेर ज्ञानवान अपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्य प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्य प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। सदृशम अकॉर्डिंगली चेष्टते स्वस्य बाय हिज ओन
स्वभाव
प्रकृते मोड्स ऑफ नेचर
प्राकृतिक गुण
ज्ञानवान
लर्नेड ज्ञानी
अपि
ऑल्दो जदियो
प्रकृतिम
नेचर प्रकृति
यान्ति
अंडरगो जानते
भूतानि
ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज समस्त जीव
निग्रह
रिप्रेशन निग्रह दमन
किम
व्हाट कर्ण
करिष्यति कैन डू
परिपारे।
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows the nature he has acquired from the three modes. What can repression accomplish?
এপরিকে এক জ্ঞানী লোক মধ্য তার প্রকৃতি অনুযায়ী কার্য করে কারণ প্রত্যেক নিজ নিজ প্রকৃতি অনুযায়ী কার্য করতে তাহলে নিগ্রহ দ্বারা কণ হইপারে
পারপোর্ট বাই শিল প্রভুপাদ Unless one is situated on the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness, he cannot get free from the influence of the modes of material nature, as it is confirmed by the Lord in the 7th chapter. Therefore, even for the most highly educated person on the mundane plane, it is impossible to get out of the entanglement of Maya simply by theoretical knowledge or by separating the soul from the body. There are many so-called spiritualists who outwardly pose as advanced in the science, but inwardly or privately are completely under particular modes of nature which they are unable to surpass. Academically, one may be very learned, but because of his long association with material nature, he is in bondage. Krishna consciousness helps one to get out of the material entanglement, even though one may be engaged in his prescribed duties in terms of material existence. Therefore, without being fully in Krishna consciousness, one should not give up his occupational duties. No one should suddenly give up his prescribed duties and become a so-called yogi or transcendentalist artificially. It is better to be situated in one's position and to try to attain Krishna consciousness under superior training. Thus, one may be freed from the clutches of Krishna's Maya.
ব্যক্তি কৃষ্ণ চেতনার দিব্য স্তরে অবস্থিত নহেলে সে কদাপি ভূত প্রকৃতির ত্রিগুণর মুক্ত হয়ে পারিব না। একথা ভগবান সপ্তম অধ্যায় 14 শ্লোকরে কহিছেন। তেণু এ ভৌতিক জগতরে ব্যক্তি খুব উচ্চ শিক্ষিত হয়েছিল সুদ্ধা সে কেবল পুস্তকগত জ্ঞান বলরে কিংবা আত্মাকে শরীরর অলগা করে মায়ার কবলর মুক্ত হওয়া অসম্ভব। এপরি অনেক তথাকথিত আধ্যাত্মবাদী বা যোগী অছন্তি যেমানে বাহারকু খুব উচ্চ আধ্যাত্মবাদী বলে জনা পড়ন্তি কিন্তু ভিতরে সেমানে সম্পূর্ণরূপে ভূত প্রকৃতির কৌণসি এক গুণর অধীন হইথান্তি তাহাকে সেমানে অতিক্রম করিবাকু অক্ষম হয়ে পড়িথান্তি। ব্যক্তি বিশ্ববিদ্যালয়ের খুব উচ্চ ডিগ্রি হাসল করিথাই পারে কিন্তু সে দীর্ঘদিন ধরে ভূত প্রকৃতির সংস্পর্শে আসিবার সে বন্ধনরে পড়িথায়। ব্যক্তি কর্তব্য কর্মরে নিযুক্ত থিলে সুদ্ধা কৃষ্ণ চেতনা তাকে এ ভৌতিক বন্ধনরু মুক্ত হেবারে সাহায্য করে। তেণু ব্যক্তি পূর্ণরূপে কৃষ্ণ চেতনশীল ন হই হঠাৎ তার কর্তব্য কর্ম ত্যাগ করিবা এবং কৃত্রিম ঢঙ্গে তথাকথিত যোগী বা সন্ন্যাসী সাজিবা উচিত নুহে, বরং নিজ স্থিতিরে রহি গুরুঙ্ক নির্দেশরে কৃষ্ণ চেতনা লাভ করিবা দিগরে প্রযত্নশীল হওয়া উচিত। এই প্রকার ব্যক্তি মায়ার কবলর মুক্ত হয়ে পারে।
ওম অজ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকায়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে। ইন দ্য থার্ড চ্যাপ্টার কৃষ্ণা ইজ এক্সপ্লেইনিং দ্য কর্মযোগ টু অর্জুন।
শ্রীমদ্ভগবদ্গীতার তৃতীয় অধ্যায়ে ভগবান কৃষ্ণ অর্জুনকে কর্মযোগ সম্বন্ধীয় উপদেশ প্রদান করছেন।
Karma Yoga means whatever one does, he should offer the result of his actions to Krishna.
Karma Yoga ra artha vyakti jaha kichhi kartavya karma kare tar phala ku Bhagavan Krishna ku arpan kariba
uchit. As Krishna mentioned, jat karosi yadasnasi jat juhasi dadasi jat jat tapushoshi konteya tat kurusha madarpanam. Arjun, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever austerities you perform, and whatever you do, give in charity, you just do it. You just offer them to me.
Bhagavan Krishna, Gita re Arjuna ke sambandhe upadesh pradan kare, jat asnase, jat dhruvase, jat tapasase kaunteya, tat purusha madarpanam shlokare, e vishaye kahichante, jaha tume karya karucha, jaha tume sevan karucha, jaha tume tapasya adi acharan karucha, sabu kichhi ra phala mote arpan kar.
Working for Krishna is the ultimate perfection of all our activities.
Bhagavan Krishna ko hama jivan ra antim lakshya Krishna ko je ame sab karma karuche tar phala Krishna ko arpan kariba jivan ra antim lakshya ate.
Living entities are active.
Jivagana sakriya atanti.
They have to act, and the art of action is to act for Krishna.
Jivamane kartavya karma karibe kintu karma karibara kaushala hela Bhagavan Krishna ko udeshyare karma karajiba uchit.
Sometimes people think that they are going to stop action and that is how they will become liberated from the bondage of this material
nature.
Especially the yogis try to do that. Yogi means Ashtanga
yogi.
That process instructs that one should stop the actions of the mind. The purpose of yoga is yoga chitta vritti nirodha.
Yoga arthala yoga chitta vritti nirodha.
The yogis try to do that, but that process is practically impossible for this age. But Krishna consciousness is the ultimate yoga system. Living entities are active, and for a living entity to become inactive is very, very difficult.
Jivagana sakriya atandi, jano jivagana niskriya hava sananda pachare sampurna asambhava.
One may physically stop acting, but it is impossible for him to stop the activities of the mind.
जड़े हुए तो तार शारीरिक क्रियाकलाप को बंद कर दी पारे किंतु मनोर कार्य को बंद करना संभव पर नहीं.
Even to stop the activities of the body is so difficult. For how long can one sit down at one place?
एपली की शारीरिक कार्यकलाप को बंद करना और ऐसे कष्ट कर जे जाने कितने समय पाई एकाग्र में उनके स्थान में बसी पारी हो.
Half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. But then he'll have to get up and do something. Because not to act is against the nature of a living
entity.
What is natural for us is easy for us. Whatever is not natural for us is very difficult. And we cannot stop the activities of the body, so what to speak of stopping the activities of the mind? Therefore, when it came to controlling the mind, Arjuna just told Krishna, Krishna, it may be possible to control the wind, but controlling the mind is not possible. It's extremely difficult to control. Now, to stop the activity of the mind is difficult. To stop the activities of the body is difficult. But to use the mind in thinking of Krishna, that is not difficult. To engage the body in serving Krishna is not difficult. Therefore, this engagement of the mind and body and all our faculties in the service of Krishna or devotional service is very easy because it is natural for us.
तेनो मनवा इंद्रिया एवं शरीर को भगवान कृष्ण के सेवा में लगाइबा आम पाई किसी कष्टकर नहीं अर्थात अन्य कथा रे भक्ति जग अभ्यास करिबा आम पाई किसी कष्टकर व्यापार नहीं यह अत्यंत सहज अटे.
Therefore, this bhakti yoga is the easiest process.
एनो भक्ति जग अत्यंत सहज साध्य उपाय अटे.
It is possible for anybody.
या जेकोनिसी लोकों को पक्के संभव पर अटे.
Even a child can be engaged in devotional
service.
Even a woman can become engaged in devotional
service.
Even an old man can become engaged in devotional
service.
Even the householders can be engaged in devotional
service.
The thing is, we simply, whatever we are doing, we have to do it for
Krishna.
Like, we don't have to stop doing anything, but we simply have to learn how to do it for
Krishna.
We like to eat. And in order to eat, we have to cook food. So we prepare the food, but after preparing, what we do? We can offer it to Krishna. So we are cooking the food, but for whom we are cooking? We are cooking it for
Krishna.
And when you do that, then that action of cooking becomes devotional
service.
Then after offering the food to Krishna, we can take the food, we can eat, honor the food as
Krishna.
So that eating then becomes devotional.
ଖାଦ୍ୟ ବା ପ୍ରସାଦ ସେବନ ଏକ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗର ଅଙ୍ଗଯୁକ୍ତ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଟେ।
Then somebody has to work to earn money।
ତତ୍ପରେ ଜଣେ କିଛି ଅର୍ଥ ରୋଜଗାର ପାଇଁ କିଛି କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ କରେ।
Nowadays actually everybody has to earn money to maintain his family।
ଆଜିକାଲି ପ୍ରତ୍ୟେକ ଅର୍ଥ ରୋଜଗାର କରୁଛନ୍ତି ସେମାନଙ୍କର ପରିବାର ଭରଣ ପୋଷଣ କରିବା ପାଇଁ।
In order to maintain the household, one has to earn money।
ଗୃହସ୍ଥ ତାର ଗୃହ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟକୁ ପରିଚାଳନା କରିବା ପାଇଁ ତାକୁ ଅର୍ଥ ରୋଜଗାର କରିବାକୁ ହୁଏ।
But if you make your house into a temple of Krishna,
କିନ୍ତୁ ଯଦି ତୁମେ ତୁମର ଗୃହକୁ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ଏକ ମନ୍ଦିର ବୋଲି ପରିଣତ କର,
then the earning money for maintaining that house becomes devotional service।
ତାହେଲେ ଏଇ ପରିବାର ଭରଣ ପୋଷଣ ପାଇଁ ଯେଉଁ ଆମେ ରୋଜଗାର କରୁଛେ ତାହା ମଧ୍ୟ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗ ଯୁକ୍ତ ଏକ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଟେ।
How to make your house into a temple of Krishna?
ତୁମେ ତୁମର ଘରକୁ କିପରି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ଏକ ମନ୍ଦିରରେ ପରିଣତ କରିପାରିବ?
Just establish an altar of Krishna in your house, in one room, make it into a temple and worship Krishna।
ତୁମେ ତୁମ ଗୃହର ଗୋଟିଏ ପ୍ରକୋଷ୍ଠରେ ଏକ ମଣ୍ଡପ ବା ମଞ୍ଚ ତିଆରି କରି ସେଠାରେ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ବିଗ୍ରହ ପ୍ରତିଷ୍ଠା କର ଏବଂ ଏହାକୁ ଏକ ମନ୍ଦିରରେ ପରିଣତ କର।
Then your house becomes a temple।
ତାହେଲେ ତୁମର ଘର ଏକ ମନ୍ଦିରରେ ପରିଣତ ହେଲା।
Then whatever you do for your house becomes devotional service।
ତେଣୁ ତତ୍ପରେ ତୁମେ ତୁମ ଘର ପାଇଁ ଯାହା କିଛି କର ତାହା ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗମୂଳକ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ରୂପେ ପରିଣତ ହେଲା।
When you are earning money as a businessman or as a service holder,
ଏକ ବ୍ୟବସାୟୀ ବା ଏକ ଚାକିରିଆ ହିସାବରେ ତୁମେ ଯେଉଁ ଅର୍ଥ ରୋଜଗାର କର,
and if you use that money in maintaining your household, becomes a devotional service।
ଏବଂ ଏହି ଅର୍ଥକୁ ତୁମେ ଯଦି ତୁମର ପରିବାରକୁ ଚଳନ କରିବାରେ ବ୍ୟବହାର କର ତାହେଲେ ଏହା ମଧ୍ୟ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗ ଯୁକ୍ତ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଟେ।
Then in your family, your wife, you make her a devotee of Krishna, your
children,
make them into devotees of Krishna, then your family becomes a devotee family।
ସେମାନେ ଯେତେବେଳେ ଜଣେ ଜଣେ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ଭକ୍ତ ହୋଇଯିବେ ସେତେବେଳେ ତୁମର ପରିବାର ଏକ ଭକ୍ତ ପରିବାର ହୋଇଯାଇପାରିବ।
And then to maintain your family becomes devotional service।
ଏବଂ ତୁମର ପରିବାରକୁ ଭରଣ ପୋଷଣ କରିବା ମଧ୍ୟ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗ ଯୁକ୍ତ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟରେ ପରିଣତ ହୁଏ।
So in this way, any action that you perform becomes a devotional service by doing it।
ଏହିପରି ଭାବରେ ତୁମେ ଯେକୌଣସି କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ କର ତାହା ଯେତେବେଳେ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଉଦ୍ଦେଶ୍ୟରେ କରାଯାଏ ସେତେବେଳେ ଏହା ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗରେ ପରିଣତ ହୁଏ।
ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ବଳଦେବ ସୁଭଦ୍ର ମହାରାଜୀ କି
ଜୟ।
ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବଳରାମ
ଜୟ।
ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ଗୌର ନିତାଇ
ଜୟ।
ଗୌର ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦ। So that is what Krishna is advising Arjuna।
ଅର୍ଜୁନ ଏ ସମସ୍ତ ଉପଦେଶ ସରି ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଅର୍ଜୁନଙ୍କୁ ଏ ସମସ୍ତ ଉପଦେଶ ପ୍ରଦାନ କରୁଛନ୍ତି।
ଇଫ୍ ସମ୍ବଡି ଏନ୍ଗେଜେସ୍ ହିମ୍ସେଲ୍ଫ ଇନ୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଭୋସନ।
ଯଦି ଜଣେ ନିଜକୁ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ସେବାରେ ନିଯୁକ୍ତ କରେ ତାହାକୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗଯୁକ୍ତ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ବୋଲି କୁହାଯାଇଥାଏ।
ଦେନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ହି ଡଜ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ବିକମ୍ ପରଫେକ୍ଟ।
ତତ୍ପରେ ସେ ଯାହା କିଛି କରେ ସେଗୁଡ଼ିକ ସମ୍ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ବା ଉପଯୁକ୍ତ ବିବେଚିତ ହୁଏ।
ଅନ୍ ଦ ଅଦର ହ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଇଫ୍ ୱିଦାଉଟ୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ ସର୍ଭିସ ଇଫ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଟ୍ରାଇଜ୍ ଟୁ କଣ୍ଟ୍ରୋଲ ହିଜ୍ ସେନ୍ସେସ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି ପସିବଲ।
ଅନ୍ୟ କଥାରେ ଜଣେ ଏହି ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗ ବିନା ତାର ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରିୟମାନଙ୍କୁ ସଂଯୋଗ କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରେ ତାହା ଆଦୌ ସମ୍ଭବପର ନୁହେଁ।
ସୋ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ୟୁ ଡୁ
ତାହେଲେ ତୁମମାନଙ୍କୁ କ'ଣ କରିବାକୁ ହେବ?
Simply act for Krishna।
କେବଳ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଉଦ୍ଦେଶ୍ୟରେ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ କର।
ୱିଲ୍ ୟୁ ଡୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ
ଆପଣମାନେ ତାହା କରିପାରିବେ କି?
ଠିକ୍
ଅଛି, ଅତି ଉତ୍ତମ କଥା।
ଆଣ୍ଡ ହାଉ ଟୁ become a devotee of Krishna?
भगवान कृष्ण करे किसरी एक भक्त होई परिवे?
Always sing the glory of Krishna.
सदा सर्वदा भगवान कृष्ण करे गुणगान कर.
And how to sing the glory of Krishna?
भगवान कृष्ण करे गौरव किपरी गान करी परिवे?
Simply chant
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is how please make your life successful. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Gaur Premanand,
Hare Hare. Jai Shri Srimad Bhakti Sarva Swami Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Gurudev ki, Jai Swami Sadhguru Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaurinitai Krishna Balaram Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mai ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Sumangoranga Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai Gaur Premanand ki. काल किसी प्रश्न अच्छी यदि महाराज को बचाता रहूं हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण